amount spent on agency staff since Fine Gael came into government in 2011 is 62 million. Throughout that whole period, there was a failure to recruit the necessary nurses and doctors. What's really galling is the amount of money they spent since the recruitment embargo. So you have a recruitment embargo that's blocking Letterkenny Hospital hiring the necessary nurses, doctors, and indeed preventing the acute stroke unit from opening, preventing the beds in the short stay ward from opening. But all the time, they're spending millions on agency staff, on private companies. This is just stupid policy and it has to end. The thing that puzzles me in all of this is that we're told by Professor Ken Mulpeter that lives are being lost because he cannot hire the necessary staff to get the acute stroke unit up and running, while at the same time, agency staff are being hired from the private sector. This is crazy policy. We've run our health service desperately bad, particularly over the last period of the Fine Gael government, and I'm hoping we're going to have a change and a new direction after this election.
Is your party prepared to go into coalition with a party, be it Fianna Fáil, be it Fine Gael or whoever, that will actually see your wishes implemented at the hospital and see a proper recruitment programme put in place?
I can tell you that we are seeking a mandate from the people of Donegal and across this, based on the manifesto commitments, based on the necessary investment in our health service over the next 5 years, that's recruiting nurses and doctors, that's opening beds. We will not go into coalition with another political party or grouping unless we can deliver on that change, or what's the point?